You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And I'm bringing things very close to home this week, actually, to let you know that the Nottingham Operatic Society's production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame opens at the Theatre Royal in Nottingham this week on Wednesday the 26th of October. Now, I, for one, am very, very excited about this. The Hunchback of Notre Dame is, of course, based on the Victor Hugo novel of the same name, but it's also one of my favourite Disney films of all time in terms of just the music alone. I mean, it's Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz, so you really can't go far wrong, can you? But the stage musical of the film has just never been as well known as I think it deserves to be. Like, I could probably run a documentary series about why exactly that is, but very long story short, unlike a lot of the big Disney musicals that we know, The Hunchback of Notre Dame actually started life in Germany, where it's still one of the longest running musicals to ever play in Berlin. A little fun fact for you there. But while an English version did make it to the United States back in 2014, first with a run in California and then after a few revisions at the famous Paper Mill Playhouse in New Jersey, it unfortunately never made it all the way to Broadway. And so while it feels on paper like it should be this world famous musical like The Lion King or The Little Mermaid or Mary Poppins, The Hunchback of Notre Dame has somehow always felt a bit more niche, which, as I said, is actually kind of a shame because it's hands down one of my favourite Disney musicals in terms of the music alone, and I have been waiting basically all my life to see it performed on stage. Which is why I am so very excited that the Nottingham Operatic Society are putting on their very own version of it this week. It's a run that has been rescheduled from last October, but it promises to be incredible. Like, you can't do The Hunchback of Notre Dame on a small scale, can you? So already I know that this is going to be one of the biggest and most spectacular shows that Nottingham Operatic Society have ever done. You know, I was reading about the show and there's a cast of over 50 performers alongside a full orchestra as well. So this is going to be a treat for sure. Plus, and I know this is something that I always say, but it is really so, so important to support local amateur theatre groups, more so now than ever after the pandemic. And I, for one, cannot wait to see what Nottingham Operatic Society are going to bring to the stage with this production. So, if you fancy seeing The Hunchback of Notre Dame for yourself, it opens at Nottingham's Theatre Royal with a matinee performance on Wednesday the 26th of October. It's playing there until Saturday the 29th with a mixture of 2:30 matinees and 7:30 evening performances, so plenty of chances for you to see it and to make the most of the fact that it's half term if you want to take the whole family along too. Tickets start at around about the £20 mark and are available from the link here in the post, where you can also see some behind the scenes photos of the cast and crew in action to really whet your appetite. For now though, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again before you know it next Sunday, first at 6 p.m. live on urn1350.net for Showtime with non-stop musical theatre news and show tunes. And then I'll have a brand new Spotlight On podcast for you straight after that at 7 o'clock to let you know what's going on in the world of musical theatre. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN to make sure you never miss a moment, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.